Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. We're certainly happy to be on amongst the living today, and we're happy that God has allowed us to see another day, and that God is still speaking to us, and he's speaking to us in a way that we understand what God is doing in our lives. I thank God for this opportunity to be before you again. God is certainly in the works, and he is in the blessing business. Our kingdom assignment for today, June 16th, on Tuesday, is stand still and watch God. Stand still and watch God. And I'm coming from 2 Chronicles 20 and 17. It says, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. You know, this is certainly a timely message. God is certainly in the blessing business. God is telling us to stand firm, hold your position, and watch God be victorious for you. Watch God fight for you. You know, it is certainly a good message at this time in our lives where God says that he will fight for us. And, you know, and God tells us over and over again, stand still. Stand still. You know, sometimes we want to put our hands in it. We want to move. We feel like we need to be productive. We feel like something needs to happen, and that it's not going to happen if we don't move. But God is certainly in the blessing business, and he tells us there's nothing that is required of you. All you have to do is stand still. There is nothing that I am instructing you to do that requires any action of movement. My instructions for you today is stand still, do nothing, and watch me move on your behalf. I have certainly had God move on my behalf in different situations in my life. And if you think back on your life, you know, we've had situations, we've faced situations where God is in the blessing business, or, you know, we feel like, you know, God is not moving fast enough for us. But you know what? God's timing is not our timing, and we've got to understand that God moves when he moves. But when he moves, it's always on time. It's never when we're expecting him to move, and it's not even in the way that we're expecting him to move, because we'll pray and we'll expect for blessings to come in one particular way, and it's not even coming in that way. You know, as I was on my sermon on Sunday, I was talking about how we are so vain as a people when we pray for God to come and deliver us and to deliver things to us, bless us, and provide for us. You know, we are such a people that, you know, God will send a blessing through a situation or through a person. And because we don't feel like that situation is deserving of providing the blessing because we don't feel like that person looks like they can provide the blessing that God is providing for us. We don't even look in the way that God is. Sometimes we'll miss it. Sometimes we'll miss what God is doing for us because, you know, we have our own understanding. And the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. And, you know, you also got to understand, according to 1 Corinthians 1:27, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And, you know, God is just awesome in that he blesses us to move forward. He blesses us to take, you know, possession of the blessings that he has bestowed, to take possession of the promises that he has promised us. But, you know, he's not the one that messed it up. We mess it up because we want to put our hands in it. We want to rattle our hands in it and mess it up. We want to, you know, take our own understanding and ignore the ways in which God is trying to bless us. Do you know that God is going to use situations that man cannot solve? God's going to use, you know, strength that man does not have. God's going to use the things that man would expect the very least of, because those are the situations that God is glorified. Those are the situations that work best. Those are the situations where you're able to experience miracles. And God is saying, stand still. You know, sometimes we can move so fast, and our next move, you know, if we're not listening to God, could be our demise. And so we've got to tune in our ears, fine-tune the sensitivity to listening to God's spirit, you know, fine-tune our ability to have self-control, to maintain our self-control, and to have patience and know that God is going to provide for us even when we don't deserve to be provided for, because God is faithful. I am certainly glad that God is not like man, because man will fail you every time. Man is not dependable, and man is leaning to his or her own understanding. And so we've got to understand that God is saying, I got you. I know you. I created you. I conceived you. And so, my daughter and my son, you don't have to fight. You don't have to move forward. Stand still and let me fight for you. Stand still and let me be victorious for you. Stand still and see my salvation. Watch me save you from this situation. 1 Samuel 12:16. Says, according to King James, now therefore stand and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. And you've got to be standing still, because if you're moving, that means that you're distracted. That means that you're going to miss it. That means that you may be moving in the way of catastrophe. You may be moving out of the will of God. So you've got to stand still and watch God move, and watch the miracles, watch the manifestation of God. And so, you know, God is so powerful in that he would give us that powerful message today, and that is an admonition for you to not be afraid to stand firm on God's word. Stand firm knowing that God is going to deliver you. Stand firm on the promises in the Bible. Stand firm on, you know, just a story in the Bible where God delivered the people from Egypt, the children of Israel from Egypt. He delivered them. He told them to stand still. Even, you know, in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of trial, he delivered his people. And so we've got to stand still knowing that if he did it for them, he's the same God today. He'll do it for us. And as I was looking at 1 Samuel 12, I was looking at Samuel 12 And I'm going to go back to verse 15, and I'm going to move forward from 15 to 17. If you will not listen to the voice of the Lord, but rebel against the command of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you, as it was against your fathers. Verse 16 says, even now take your stand and see this great thing, which the Lord will do before your eyes. And verse 17 says, it is not the wheat harvest today. I will call to the Lord that he may send thunder and rain. Then you will know and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord by asking for yourselves a king. And this was a time where, you know, the children of Israel were being led by Moses. And this is a time where God had delivered the children of Israel from Egypt. But then they decided that they wanted a king. We don't want to be ruled by God. We want man to rule us. Isn't that something? What does your mindset have to be in order to not be ruled by your creator, but you want man who is limited in thought, limited in sight as far as you can see, has the same capabilities that you have, but and you would trade off the ultimate sovereign father, our creator, for a man who is limited in mindset, cannot think outside the box, can only think as far as you can think, has the same thoughts that you have, you would rather be led by the king. That is so insulting to God. But, you know, God is so mindful of us that he would allow us to walk into the things that we want, the prayers that we pray. You know, he allowed them to have a king. And, you know, they suffered under that request. So we have to be careful in what we're doing. We have to be careful in what we're asking of God. We have to be careful and mindful that we're not walking or treading out of the will of the Father. And God is so awesome that he would allow us a second chance. He'll allow us to stroll off. He'll allow us to experience things that we normally would not have experienced being in the will of the Father. And so God is so awesome that he would wake us up this morning and just say, stand still. There's somebody out there that are trying, they're trying to make decisions. You're in a situation and you're trying to make decisions. And you don't want to make the wrong decision. God says, stand still and watch me answer you. Stand still and see me set an escape for you. Stand still and watch me deliver you from this situation. You know, we get so impatient and we want to move when we want to move because things aren't moving, because results aren't being seen, and that is according to our carnal eyes. But you've got to dig in deep, pray and reach up to God. Grab a relationship with God. Begin to get in that word, and God will begin to show you some things spiritually, because what you see naturally is not the same as spiritually. And we've got to have our spiritual eyes on like never before, because God is speaking on this earth, and what he is speaking, man cannot see it. Man is not privy to it. We've got to be in the spirit. So God says that you've got to have the mind of the kingdom. So you've got to have your spiritual eyes on, and you've got to have your spiritual eyes open, your ears open. And you have to hear from me when I say, stand still and watch me move. Stand still and watch me move. You know, that is so powerful in itself. What God is saying to us is, even though we're standing still, God is yet moving. There's no movement required of us. Do you see how powerful that is? Even though we have nothing that we're doing, somebody is still, God is still moving on your behalf. God is still fighting for you. God is still moving ahead. And he is
making this plan out. He is carving a way for you. He is strengthening you. He's building you. Even with you standing still, yes, he is manifesting himself in the situation. But, you know, God is so powerful that he is building you for your escape. He is equipping you for your deliverance. He is empowering you with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of who he is and who you belong to. And so God is so powerful and so mighty. And I thank God for this morning because God is giving us a powerful word. Every morning, God is giving us an assignment. He's instructing us to move forward, but he is equipping us with this word so that we may be powerful. We may go out and fight. We may go out and admonish our sisters and brothers to move forward. So as every morning, the daily assignment is for you, but it is also for your sisters and your brothers. To that person that is trying to make decisions, you need to stand still. I know that you feel like you need to move forward. I know that you feel like nothing is happening because you don't see any movement. The awesome thing about God is that he doesn't have to move right before your eyes. God is working behind the scenes. You know, God gave me a scene some months ago where when the stage play is being set, the curtains are drawn. The audience is out waiting for the show, but the curtains are drawn and the stage is being set behind the stage, behind the curtains. There's movement behind the curtains. The furniture is being placed in position. The actors and the actresses are being prepared. There's things that's going on behind the stage, and the audience is not privy to it. But when the curtains are drawn, when they open, the show is ready and it must go on. And that's all that the audience is privy to. But we have the same situation where God moves behind the curtain and we are the audience. And if you notice, the audience is sitting. They're waiting for this great show. They're waiting for this great performance. And God is saying, stand still and wait to see what I will do for you in this very hour. Stand still and wait for this great performance that I will carry out upon this earth. Stand still and trust in me and know that I will deliver you in your time of need. So God is just so mindful. I thank God for just allowing me to even have the platform this morning. I thank God for delivering us a word. I thank God for just encouraging us, because that's what we need in this time, is we need encouragement going on in this world and on this earth, that we have to be constantly reminded. And it is, you know, just essential that you constantly just get in the word and remind yourself of God's promises. And as you begin to remind yourself of the promises, you begin to strengthen yourself. You strengthen yourself both naturally and spiritually. And God is definitely in the blessing business. I'd like to end this a little differently today. I'd like to end with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word that you've given us today. We thank you for the movement, God, that you are performing on this earth. We thank you for the escape that you've already made for us in our situations. We thank you for the situations and the hearts of men that you've already worked on and that you've changed on our behalf. God, I thank you for the favor that you've displayed on your people. I thank you, God, because you move even when we don't see movement. God, I ask that you strengthen the spiritual eyes of your audience. I ask that you strengthen the spiritual ears, God. Give us the hunger and thirst for righteousness, O God, deep down in our spirit, in our soul, O God. God, I ask that you give us the thirst and the hunger for your word even the more, God, and the relationship with you, O God, so that we may see, God, your mind, God, not our mind, but your mind, and your purpose and will for our lives, oh God. God, I ask that you just allow us, God, our lives and our thoughts to line up with yours. God, I put a declaration, God, that we will be a people of your desire. We will be a people that worship and praise you, O God. We will be a people that admonish you, O God, that acknowledge you as our creator, O God. And with you, God, for this audience, I thank you, God, for just waking us up and breathing new life in our bodies today, God. I thank you for the provision that you have provided and equipped us with for this day, for we do not know what we are faced with today, God, but you're so mindful. Even as we sleep and we slumber, O God, you are preparing us, God, for today, O God. God, I thank you because you're not like man. I thank you because you never sleep or slumber. I thank you because you know us, God. You know every hair that's on our head, O God. God, continue to allow us to trust in you, God, to move forward. Continue to allow us, God, to be the light that leads and the focus to you, O God. Continue to build your army, God, so that we may fight for the kingdom, O God. I rebuke the enemy from the relay of this message on the earth, O God. I rebuke the enemy from any distractions and obstacles that are set in the place of your people, O God. And I stand in a gap, God, to intercede for your people, for your nation, O God. And I thank you, God, for all things that you're doing in our lives, the manifestation that you carry out every day, God, because every day you are showing us brand new mercies, O God. Every day you are showing us brand new miracles, O God. Every day you are giving us the grace that we need to move forward. And I thank you, God, for those things. I thank you and I admonish you and I acknowledge you, God, because it is in the praise, God, that you reside. It is in the praise, God, that you are loving and caring and that you are comforting us, O God. It is in the praise, God, that you are displaying, God, the things that we need to move forward, the things that we need to see, God, that are revealed. God, I thank you even for this season of exposure, O God, the exposure that you have upon the earth, O God, the exposure for the nations, O God, and the leaders, O God. God, I ask that you just continue to bless us like never before, O God. God, I ask that you give us the strength to move forward, O God. God, I ask for just your daily rhema word, O God, so that we may see through the eyes of you, O God, and we should turn from our wicked ways, O God, and repent, God, and turn to you and believe and trust in you for all things, O God. Bless your audience today, God. Give them what they need today, God. Give them the word, God. Encourage the downtrodden, O God. Continue to use your service, O God. God, bless us to be available and empty for you, O God, so that we may move in and minister in your word, O God, to those that need ministry, O God. God, a special blessing to the homeless, O God. Continue, God, to provide for them, O God. God, build your army, O God, so that we're out in the streets and we are witnessing to the people on the streets, O God, and that we are coming out of our churches, O God, and that we're out in the community, O God. I ask that you just strengthen these communities, O God, like never before. Strengthen your people, O God. Give us a word in our churches, O God, that will just allow us, God, to see, God, the need in the community, O God, and that the need stretches past those walls, O God. The need is out there in the vineyard, O God. God, continue to equip the workers, O God, the laborers, O God. God, show them that the harvest is ripe, O God. Show them that the harvest is ripe, O God, and we should be in the fields working, O God. And, God, I thank you for all things that you're doing. I thank you for this blessing, O God. I thank you for this prayer, O God. I thank you for this admonition, O God. God, bless it like never before. I ask that you stamp it with your approval. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And, you know, God is just so awesome in that, you know, the Holy Spirit is, you know, just present. The Holy Spirit is present. He has set the platform, and if you're not experiencing it, then you're certainly missing it. You are missing what God is doing in this very hour, and I don't know about you, but I would not want to miss it. So I admonish you today to just carry out your daily assignment. I admonish you today to be blessed. Be blessed like never before, and not just be blessed, but bless others. Bless others with a kind word. Bless others with a good morning, with a hug, with a smile. You don't know what that smile does to the next person. You don't know what the thought process in your person is sitting next to you. Just a kind word, even if they're not receiving, will go a long way. It is about sowing seeds, seeds of love, seeds of kindness, seeds of words, of encouragement. We ought to be fine sowing the seeds of God and sowing good seeds and sowing positive seeds, sowing seeds for change. And God is so, and you know, he's just present. He's present and he's provided you with what to say to your sisters and brothers. So you got to trust and rely on God to minister through you to them. It is not you that's ministering. It is God that is working in you. That's why it's pertinent that you're available and that you can hear from God so that you can keep your sisters and brothers from making bad decisions. You can admonish them to stand still and watch God move on their behalf. I thank you for this hour. I thank you for just your listening ears. And I thank God that he is certainly in the blessing business. I pray that your day is blessed. And as always, be blessed.